What time Friday gonna do it?
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe after work. Okay, so let's see. There you go. You see how it says live there? Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm clicking on it. Now I'm on the live show. All right, and to call in, let me go back.
This is Walter Markley and Darren coming up this Friday. We're going to start out on Friday afternoons. We're going to discuss political issues and Christian issues, issues that affect all of us, especially issues that are affecting Bible-believing Christians. Our first topic of the week, we're going to discuss whether Christians or the church should be in politics. Well, first of all, the body of Christ is the church. And I believe that we should be heavily involved in politics. I believe that we should heavily preach from the pulpit. And enough of this 501c3 and all the other nonsense that they try to use. It's a method of shutting us up. Enough is enough. We must preach from the hilltop, the mountaintop, in church and outside of church. That is the reason our country is the way it is today. Because Christians step aside, because we're not supposed to be involved in politics. Rubbish. The Bible doesn't teach that. Someone can show me from the scriptures where we should not be involved in politics. And I'll listen to you. And if I disagree with you, I'm going to tell you to go fly a kite.
Right. So.
It's me and my boys. So, it's me and
my boys. Wait, we're still live. Go back into your phone. See, look, when I made your account, it's Haga. See this? Okay, now watch this. If you want to call in, so this is your phone, right? Hit the call in button. And there you go. And then I accept it, right?
Good.
And then you say join now. And look at that. We could have done that at each other's house. Like, here, let me go upstairs. What? Hi, Dad. What's up?
Okay, Darren, you just called in there. Go ahead, state your point.
Now, lately we've been hearing that the church shouldn't be involved in politics. And I would like your take on that. Do you think that the church is state of politics?
That's utter nonsense. Show me from scriptures. We as Christians are supposed to go by the scriptures. That's our guiding light. Now, if you're going to sit back and watch the country go to hell in a handbasket, and not voice our opinion in the church, in the pulpit during church time. Because, first of all, people come to church to hear from the pastor, hear from God, right? And they need, sometimes they need guidance, sometimes they don't need know which direction to turn. The church pastor, if he's filled with the Holy Spirit, is being guided by the Lord, should be able to tell his congregation as to what is going on, what are the issues, and show them from scriptures what to do, how to vote, and watch directions to go. I remember one time having a conversation with a young lady. She said she's a Christian. I do not doubt her salvation. But guess what? She thinks that we shouldn't have the death penalty. We should not administer the death penalty. Mm. So I have to go to scriptures and show her where she is wrong. And you know what? Later on, she agreed with me. She said she didn't know that. Simply because her pastor's not teaching her anything. Or maybe she's not reading the Bible. We need to address this issue.
How
are we going to sit back and watch the country is in the situation it's in because of this nonsense. The church will stay out of politics. Rubbish! What are we supposed to do? Abandon the country?
Right.
We're supposed to be the light of the world. Okay? How are we going to be the light of the world if we do not have our light to shine? A lot of things guess what? It is the Christians in this country at one time caused alcohol to ban alcohol in this country. It is the Christian that says no to slavery. What if the Christians were not preaching against slavery from their pulpits?
Right.
What would have happened? Black people still being sold like cattle out there in this country up to this day.
Right. You just basically touched on the influential, how influential Christianity is in politics. What are some of the other examples of Christianity being influenced in America? One of them I can think of is the influence on liquor stores through Billy Sunday. So forth and so on. So how do you think
Charles G. Finney.
So how influential do you think church is in politics or in our country's politics for that matter?
Okay. A good example. A very good example. Okay. Look at where our public school situation is today. Every areas of in this country was founded by unbiblical Christian principle. The schools were formed in Boston. The first public school got started in Boston by a Christian. main reason is to have people reading the Bible.
Right.
Because
right.
I said you can't have a bunch of people running around uneducated, not able to, and not reading the Bible. Then you're going to have a country full of pagans. Okay, right. Kind of paraphrasing. That's what the idea of the Puritans in this country. Look what happened. We stepped aside and abandoned the public school system. And lo and behold, here comes somebody, some atheist named Madeline Madama here, who is angry that the Bible is being taught in school. The prayer is in school. And what do? Christians run away and hide, talk tail and hide. And now look at our school. Now we have gay prom nights in our school. We have queers entering our schools and teaching our kids, confusing our kids about their gender. That's what happened when Christians step aside and do not get involved in politics.
Right. Another example of that as to stepping aside and not getting involved in politics, look at the Columbine shootings. We take out the influence of Christianity in the schools. And what's that going to influence the children evolution?
Yeah, but guess what's going on? You know, I saw someone says, let's get Bible out of school. Okay, to get Bible out of school.
Right.
But guess where those same people end up reading the Bible? In prisons. Do you think it's a better idea for them to read the Bible in public school instead of reading the Bible in prison?
That's a good point. It's just backwards.
Yep.
It's a little bit
okay, there. Now. That's it. We already tested it.
All right, everybody. I don't know if anyone joined now, but that's just a precursor of to come this Friday. My dad and I were getting into, as they'll say, controversial issues such as these. So stay tuned. Friday, we're going to come hit you with a good show. Amen. All right. Bye-bye.